This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Wayne will be here in exactly 1 hour, normally on Tuesdays, here on the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Megan Barth does a fantastic job, but she is out today. I'm Lee Elsie. I get Thursdays from 6 o'clock to 7 East Coast time and 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock on the West Coast. So today I get the double duty. I get Tuesday and Thursday. Welcome aboard, 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. And again, it is the most caller-friendly show in America. If you want to get up and get on the national stage, you can. Love to hear from you. I do have a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour, my pal Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. With him, I'll talk about Syria, Turkey, and the Kurds. He's going to break that down for us. He does a great job with that, so we'll chat with him about that. So I want to talk about something that nobody else in the country is even talking about. Maybe it's not a big story. Maybe it's not something that is going to move the earth or even the needle to a certain extent. It's not going to be shown, I don't think, on CNN or MSNBC because it's a bad look for them. And I understand that anybody, any country, any person that wears either a hijab or anything that would be remotely Muslim is somehow exempt from criticism. We've got to that point here in this country where we're now exempting everyone and anyone who has a Muslim background, because we cannot get into the whole religious thing. We cannot be non-politically correct. We have to go over the top to make sure we conform to the other nation's beliefs, because in any way, shape, or form, as you know, because the media tells us, they are better than us. Right? They are better than us, and they tell us that every single day on either television or in the newspaper or radio. They do it over and over and over again. The left wants you to believe that you're a horrible person. They want you to believe that illegals who are coming in through the border are better people than you. They want you to believe that the folks in the Middle East are better people than you. So, you know, you just sit in a corner, suck the thumb, and just stop crying and listen and take the abuse, if you will, because you're a bad person. You've been a bad person your whole life, and more than likely because you're a white male, you've been a bad person for 400 years. Now, this takes me to this quick little sort of story I wanted to share with you guys. Maybe you saw it, maybe you didn't. Female fans banned from Iranian soccer games. Now, the Iranian Domestic League resumed its action on Sunday and Monday with women fans barred from entering stadiums up and down the country. There has been overwhelming international pressure, apparently, on the Iranians to lift the ban, which, again, I guess unprecedented levels of other countries are trying to put these human rights pressures on the Iranian government, but they don't care, right? So, according to the director, this is funny, the deputy director, I got to get this right, of the Center for Human Rights in Iran. How about that for a job? What does that guy do all day? The director of the Center for Human Rights in Iran. I mean, can't you just see that guy right now? Right? Sitting in there with his funny little hat on and his military uniform, feet up on the desk, smoking a big old cigar. Somebody coming in saying, these people don't have food or water. And then he's like, so what? Who cares? I'm the deputy director of the Center of Human Rights in Iran. I mean, come on. Really, it sounds made up. But anyway. They had actually partially lifted the ban for a little while. The ban had been in place since 1981. And apparently they're going to try to continue the partial ban during national games. This is a regular league within the country, but during national games, when the outside world can actually watch, they're going to let some women, I guess, watch some of these soccer games. Now, even prior to the current ban, which is in place, women had to sit in separate sections. We're talking about, this is almost 2020. These people live in the Stone Age. So the women have to sit in a different section, if they're allowed in. And the men, of course, can do whatever they want, because they can. And again, activists claim that the authorities in these stadiums nationwide are not doing a good enough job to cater to women's needs, of course. And the presence of women watching the national team, I guess, could affect the men, according to the folks in Iran. Could affect them negatively as they're playing. So they have decided to continue the partial ban for league games and maybe let some women come and watch some of the national games. Can you imagine? Just for a second, can you imagine what would happen if women were not allowed into Yankee Stadium, or weren't allowed to go to the Super Bowl, or couldn't go to Madison Square Garden to watch the Knicks play? No women allowed today. Sorry. Do you know what the repercussions would be worldwide? Do you really understand what would happen? What kind of a blowback the United States would get if that happened? Now, Iran gets very minimal sort of, I don't know what you want to call it, very, very minimal pushback, let's put it that way, from nations. They give you the lip service is the word I was looking for. Lip service. They get nothing. They get really, yeah, we don't like it. You shouldn't do it. Nobody cares. Can you imagine the chaos if women weren't allowed into any sporting event anywhere in this country? Be chaos. It literally would be rioting in the streets, and rightfully so. But because it's folks who are, again, Muslims in nature, if you will, but the whole idea of the Middle East, which is, again, a different mindset than us, the idea of all this just sort of falls on deaf ears around the world, because we're the ones with the biggest targets on our back. So I wanted to share that with you guys, just really quickly, as far as, you know, what's happening around the world and how other people see us and how we're seen by other people. And that's number one. Number two is actually happening in my backyard. And I wanted to throw this out at you real quick before we run to a break. So it may be national news by now. I'm not really sure. But according to NBC News, and we were talking about this the majority of the time this morning on my morning show, two white UConn students are arrested after a video surfaces showing them shouting racial slurs to a campus apartment complex, right? So, again, two white students, University of Connecticut, Jared Mitchell Corral, 21, and Ryan Mujica, I guess, 21, faced charges of ridicule on account of race, color, or creed. You hear what I said? Faced charges. They're not necessarily dismissed from school or suspended, although they probably should be. But they got arrested. So they're walking through this housing complex with UConn students. And they're yelling, apparently they're yelling the N-word. They're yelling other racial things. And I guess what they're doing is they're each trying to one-up each other. They're probably drunk. They're probably left the bar. They're walking through it. Now, let me just make sure you guys understand this. I am in no way, shape, or form condoning any of this stuff. At all. And they said some other ugly things, too. Without question, if I were the dean of the schools, I'd kick them out immediately. They'd be gone. See ya. But, slippery slope, ladies and gentlemen. Should they be arrested for this? Should you get arrested because you said a racial word? You threw the N-word out there and you're going to get arrested? I mean, you'd have to arrest every single person, I guess, who's playing rap music on campus, wouldn't you? I would think. Anybody who had anything ugly to say about anybody else in any way, shape, or form would have to get arrested. Now listen, the arrest is a fine, $50 fine, 30 days in jail if, you know, you hit him with the max, which they're not gonna, right? That's not gonna happen. But the point is, do you want to live in a country? I thought the First Amendment allowed us the right to say and be who we are. Now, if you're a flat-out racist running through the streets, yelling ugly words, but not threatening anybody and not ensuing a riot, man, I have a serious issue with somebody coming out and arresting you for that. Free speech is the, you know, it's the bedrock for what this nation was built on. To take that away, I mean, that's the beginning of the end. That is a slippery slope we don't come back from. So, no, I don't condone, obviously, we don't condone what these morons did. Right? I'm sure they were two drunken fools being stupid. And I hope they're forced into an over-the-top public apology. And I hope they have to go to people of color's community and apologize to them. That's what I would do if I were the judge. I mean, if you want to stay in school, you're going to have to go to Hartford, where there's a large minority population, and just walk the streets and apologize. Shake hands. I'm sorry. I'm the moron who was doing that the other night on television. And I would certainly entertain the idea of bouncing them out of school if it were up to me. But to arrest them? To arrest somebody? Because they look at the world differently than you, even though it's anger, with a lot of anger and ugliness? I think that we're way off base with that. Way off base. We got to be very, very careful. It's a very slippery slope that we'll slide down if we start arresting people for what they say, if it's not violent in nature. All right. Again, my name is Lee Elsie. It's an honor to be on this great radio network. The show is called Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne Allen Root is his name. And again, he'll be here just after the top of the hour to take you for the final 2 hours of the program. The number is 833-927-8255. If we can squeeze in a call or two before we hit the bottom, we'll try to do that. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, and my name is Lee Elsie. We'll be right back.
This is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
What does it mean to be an American? Just what are our American values? Working hard to succeed. Loving God, country, and family. Being honest, strong, and compassionate.
Supporting our Constitution and recognizing that we are blessed to be living in America, the greatest country in the world.
Our Bill of Rights protects us, our freedoms of worship, speech, and privacy. Our right to own firearms. Our right to trial by jury.
Our right to be free, to live our own lives, without some bureaucrat telling us what to do. Most countries don't have these rights.
Want to know more? It's all there in the book. Get your own free book, The U.S. Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. Then read it again, and this time share it with your friends. Our great Constitution is the basis of all of our freedoms, our inalienable rights. Get your own copy at freeusbook.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning! Don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Hey, let me mention that this show is sponsored by Root for the Wall PAC, which is my PAC, my political action committee that just began just literally this week. I'm your relentless conservative warrior, middle class warrior, and always Trump warrior. And I have a message from my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who's keeping his promises. And his biggest promise is to build that wall. It just kicked in again. There we go. Now I hear everybody loud and clear. But President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world. And what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear. Open borders. And we got to take a stand. It's time now to take a stand. We either build the wall or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. And that's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together can and will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. The number is 844-ROOT-WALL, 844-ROOT-WALL, toll free. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC paid for is responsible for the content of this message, this live read. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. And again, Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsey. My email address, by the way, is leeelciradio@gmail.com. I know there are a lot of vowels in there. I don't know where that all comes from, but who knows? LeeElseyRadio@gmail.com. I swore just now. LeeElseyRadio@gmail.com. Send me a message. It's great. I'm actually getting a lot of emails from all over the country, so I appreciate you guys out there listening and being a part of the show. And again, wouldn't want to do it without you guys when we get a chance to come in here and fill in for Wayne. So how about this? You see where the withdrawal of U.S. troops from northeastern Syria isn't sitting so well with residents. Now, we know that as the U.S. troops are leaving the area Monday, there's a video that captures them throwing potatoes and rotten fruit at U.S. military vehicles as they depart the city, which, again, along with the fruits and vegetables, residents are reportedly shouting "American liar" and "No America" in English, while another man yelled in Arabic, like, "Rats, America is running away." So not really a good way to leave that area. Certainly the folks out there, not, you know, we're not leaving on that thumbs up note for sure. Also, 32-year-old man was being held Monday without bail after he was arrested for allegedly dousing an anti-Trump protester with bear spray. So David Nicholas Dempsey was wearing a Make America Great Again hat when he was allegedly attacked by demonstrators at a protest outside Santa Monica on Saturday. I wrote something. I write, again, an article column every week for a paper here in Connecticut. And I wrote about the Antifa thugs about 2 weeks ago. Or was it last week? I don't know. Weeks run together. And I thought, you know, if we're ever going to get to that heightened sense of, calling it a civil war maybe isn't even accurate, but where we're actually having bloodshed and fighting in the streets, it's because of these guys. Again, I went to a Trump rally. I was covering a Trump rally in Hartford while Trump was on the campaign trail. It's all to hold this place, 5,000 people inside, maybe 8,000, 9,000 people outside, and most of the people outside were anti-Trump. And it gets ugly, and it gets ugly quick. It's literally like a blink of an eye, and you've got this thing erupting into violence. And these guys go out of their way. I mean, this is the new brown shirt regime. They're out there to tell you what you can and can't say. So somebody wearing a MAGA hat now has to be nervous walking down the street? Are you kidding me? Listen, whether you like Trump or hate Trump, this should not be acceptable to you. Ever. Ever. This is the United States of America. And I hate to say it, but even the most atrocious ideas, if they're not acted on, in other words, if you're a member of the KKK and you're not physically hurting somebody or inciting violence, you have a right to do whatever it is that you do. Same goes for these idiots who have swastikas on their arm or on their forehead. They have a right to do it, even though we all disagree with it. And until it gets to a point of violence, then you can't say anything. And these Antifa thugs, they go out of their way, man. They go out of their way to cause havoc and chaos and violence. They start most of this stuff. And as always, I've said this time and time again, the left needs to be very careful. I know this, I kind of say this with tongue in cheek, but it's true. Be careful, because the pushback from the right will be overwhelming. You'll be knocked on your ass. The right has all the guns. Be very careful. All right, this is the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for the first hour for Wayne Allyn Root. We'll be back in just a bit. Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation will join me then. Stick around.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.08%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.25% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is Stacy on her motorcycle.
What an incredible view!
And this is Stacy off her motorcycle.
Does this have sucralose in it?
On her motorcycle.
Oh, the wind in my hair!
Off her motorcycle.
It's pronounced et cetera, not et cetera.
On.
Woohoo! Yes!
Off.
No.
You're better on your bike. And with basic policy starting at $75 a year, quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate Foreign Relations Committee is holding a hearing on Turkey's military action in northern Syria and President Trump's decision to withdraw troops there. Speaking at the Capitol, Chairman Jim Rice says he's skeptical of Turkey's counterterrorism efforts to keep ISIS out of the region.
The U.S. withdrawal has created an opportunity to be exploited by Russia.
Indeed, on the day the U.S. brokered ceasefire is set to expire, President Erdogan met with President Putin to discuss the future of Syria today.
Actress Lori Loughlin and 10 other parents who are pleading not guilty in the college admissions cheating scandal are now facing new bribery charges. Federal prosecutors in Boston are now charging the actress, her husband, and several others caught up in the scandal with federal program bribery, alleging they bribed a university that receives federal money. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
You can
and speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. My name is Lee Elsie. In the first hour of the program, actually, I'm filling in for Megan Barth, who comes in here on Tuesdays, the first hour, filling in for Wayne Allen Root, who will be here at the top of the hour. Very special guest joining me. I get a chance to chat with him at least once a week. He's agreed to come on tonight. He's got 30 years of excellent military service. As a matter of fact, Army Special Forces officer, top Pentagon official. He's also an author, again, from the Heritage Foundation. Stephen Bucci joins us. Stephen, thanks for coming on. How are you today, buddy?
I'm doing great, Lee. It's great to be back on the show.
Well, we appreciate it. So let's jump right into Turkey. And I guess there's some reports. I wanted to start with this, and then we can go from there. But there's some evidence mounting that the Turkish government maybe is attacking with phosphorus attacks. Can you explain what a phosphorus attack is? And do you believe those reports are true?
They could very well be true. Phosphorus is a standard incendiary device. It burns things. You know, we use napalm. Sometimes we use phosphorus. It is designed to cause buildings to burn. So, you know, you shoot it at something and it's very difficult to put out because it's a very, very hot chemical kind of fire. And it just burns things down very effectively. It is not considered a chemical weapon. So there's no violation of the Chemical Weapons Treaty if it's used. You're not supposed to use it against, like, troops in the open. You're not just supposed to shoot it at humans. You're supposed to shoot it at stuff. I realize that's kind of a bizarre distinction for most civilians to think about, but in the military, it makes a difference between whether you've committed a war crime or not committed a war crime. So the use of phosphorus is not surprising. Every major conventional military in the world uses it pretty regularly. When they're in a big fight like this, it's not the nicest stuff in the world, but, you know, neither are bullets and regular bombs. So it's not one to sit there and suddenly go, oh, my God. It's not like using sarin or other nerve agents or that sort of thing. It's right. Not in that same category.
What's your thoughts on what has happened here as far as a negotiation by Pence?
I think we probably will see some more fighting down the road. The Turks have very clearly stated their, you know, the patch of terrain that they're going to clear out and utilize as a safe zone and an area where they can then move the 3.6 million Syrian refugees that are right now residing in Turkey, that they can move them to outside of Turkey and inside of Syria. So I don't think that at the end of this 5 days that everything's going to be done. But the Turks have said, okay, we'll give everybody 5 days to get out of there. If you are not going to cooperate with us, then you probably ought to leave. Because if you're there at the end of the 5 days, we're going to consider you an enemy unless you come over and say, hey, we're here to help. You know, don't shoot us. So they're going to continue with that. I hope that the Kurds in particular, because that seems to be the folks that the Turks clearly have the most beef with, that they make the decision to move out of the area. I do want to make a comment, Lee, and I'm sorry that some people will probably think this is a terrible thing to say, but I've heard several commentators on TV and radio say things like, the Kurds have earned this territory as a homeland. I don't know where they're getting that. No one ever made a promise to the Kurds in Syria that if they helped us with ISIS, that they would then be given an independent homeland somewhere in Syria. The territory we're talking about is not historical Kurdish territory. It is territory that was owned by Arab Syrians that have all run away and gone up into Turkey as refugees. The Kurds moved in there as they pushed ISIS out. Nobody has made a promise to them. Nobody in the United States, nobody in the coalition. They have just made the assumption, hey, we chased the bad guys out of here. We're going to keep this for ourselves. I feel badly for the Kurds. They don't have a homeland, but there's no deal that's been broken with them that, you know, suddenly we said, oh, yeah, you can have this ground, and now we're saying that the Turks can come take it away from them. That is a false assumption, a false declaration on the part of a lot of politicians and news people.
Were they promised anything for fighting as far as ISIS? Were we supposed to give them something or no?
We promised to help them fight ISIS because they were being threatened by ISIS too. ISIS was coming after them because ISIS are all radical Sunni Arabs and they don't like the Kurds. So the Kurds' involvement in this served two purposes. One, we gave them weapons, we gave them training, so that they could fight ISIS, and then what they did after that against Assad, we were kind of going to just stand aside on that. We have not taken a position as far as deposing Bashar al-Assad in Syria. The Kurds would have liked to see him go. They are not, or were not, friends of him. Now, they're looking at it and saying, well, he's the lesser of two evils. He hates us less than the Turks do. So they're making common cause with Assad again suddenly. But no, we did not make any sort of territorial promise to them. We did not make any promise that they would be protected from any actions by anyone else, including Turkey. None of that was promised. Now, they may have assumed those things, but that was not a good assumption on their part.
Are you surprised there's a significant pushback against this move by the president? There have been a lot of folks for a long time screaming that we need to get out of all these different places, all these foreign wars. Do you think it's because it's President Trump that everybody's upset about it, or do you think there's other reason behind it?
Well, there's two parts to it. The Democrats that are screaming against it, who were all against us going in there in the first place, and are now suddenly going, oh, the poor Kurds, we made promises to them, the president's terrible for doing this. They are doing it, frankly, solely because it's President Trump. The Republicans that are complaining against it, for the most part, were Republicans who fall into the category people refer to as neoconservatives, neocons, who really, in their heart of hearts, were hoping that this would lead to regime change in Syria. They think Assad is a bad guy, and he is, frankly. He's a horrible leader in person. He's done terrible things to his own people, but nobody, not President Obama and certainly not President Trump, have ever made any sort of promises that our operations inside Syria were there to conduct regime change. In fact, Trump in particular said, woohoo, no, that's not what we're doing here. We're fighting ISIS. Once we're done with ISIS, we're leaving. And he is now saying, okay, ISIS is done enough. We know they're not completely, you know, eliminated 100%, but they're beaten down enough that it's time to bring our guys out of Syria. So, you know, you have a chunk of Republicans who are saying, oh, we should be doing more in that area. And look, I'm not a fan of Assad's connection with Russia or Iran either, and I'm really concerned that Turkey now is joining up with that triumvirate, two of which are Shia Islamic countries, one Syria, a proxy of Iran, and Russia, who's just there to make whatever mischief they can make. But, you know, as we've talked about, Mr. Erdogan is a Muslim Brotherhood type of Islamist. He's not an ISIS guy. He's not Al-Qaeda. But he is definitely not, you know, the liberal progressive Muslims that were running Turkey in the past, you know, as far as theology goes, who were mostly, you know, they weren't secular, but they were definitely not radically religious. Erdogan is and has taken Turkey in that direction, and he realizes we're going to resist that, but he can get away with it if he sides with Syria, Iran, and Russia in there, you know, throwing some gasoline on the fire.
We're talking again to Stephen Bucci. Before we run out of time, some new protests, some new skirmishes in Hong Kong, right?
Yeah, you know, the protesters in Hong Kong are... they're making a move. They've said enough's enough. there was a plan about how long they were going to have all their rights and privileges that they had before they rejoined China when the Brits gave the island back to mainland China. The Chinese government in Beijing has been reneging on that. That has they've been encroaching on those freedoms more and more. And the protesters in Hong Kong are saying enough. If you know, not only do we are we not going to put up with this, but we want full autonomy. We want to be separate from you guys. You know, that's a tough lift. I don't know if China's going to let them get away with it, but you know, the Chinese government is at fault here. They overstepped their bounds. They overstepped the agreement. But they're saying, but, you know, but we're the government, so we can do this. We don't have to follow our promises. And what they're doing is wrong. And, people that are siding with mainland China, come on. These guys are not good people. And they are not morally equivalent with the United States, I can tell you that. We need to be giving the protesters in Hong Kong all the support we can give them, which frankly is mostly just moral.
Right.
But people should be speaking out and calling China out on this so that they realize that they can't just operate any way they want and the rest of the world just turns a blind eye.
All right, Stephen, I'm out of time. Music is playing. I got to run. But as always, I cannot thank you enough, Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. We will take a quick break. We'll come right back. You're listening to Raw and Unfiltered on the USA Radio Network.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents. And Doug.
Yuto, my office, now!
Limo Imu, Doug, you're being transferred across town.
Oh, because they haven't heard that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
No, it's because Limu keeps eating the chips on Janine's desk. And her keyboard, and her expense reports, and her stress balls, and her...
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months' payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Raw and unfiltered.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Liberty Health Share is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care, there is a solution. That solution is Liberty Health Share. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for the medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It starts at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family, no matter how big your family, no matter how many kids you have. I have four kids. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. That's the way health care should be. And you could do it today, this hour, this minute. There are no windows. No limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I know I did. Call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com, lightyourliberty.com. Regain control of your health care costs and tell them Wayne Root sent you.
There it is, the Hartford Whalers theme song, which, again, is it's not making a comeback. It should be making a comeback. There is no, we have one professional sports team here in Connecticut where I do the show from, and it's the Connecticut Sun. It's WNBA basketball, and they lost, so we have nothing. We have nothing else, and our UConn Husky men's football team is atrocious. We do have a good women's basketball team, but that's really about it. All right, so I don't know if you guys saw this story, what you think about this. I was yelling and screaming about this a little bit today. So a Florida man was arrested after cops accused him of beating to death a peeping Tom who saw him having sex with his girlfriend through the window. Victor Vickery was arrested Thursday for manslaughter. It concluded a lengthy investigation by Fort Lauderdale police to the July 18th death of this 57-year-old man named Asad Akar. Now, apparently, here's what happened. So this guy Vickery was in bed with his girlfriend in their house, and they were, getting ready to get it on, or getting in the middle of it. And then he heard some scratching on the window, and somebody was actually apparently pulling on the window trying to open it. So this was not the first time this noise had happened at the house, according to the girl. So Vickery ran outside, and he's naked, barefoot. And he confronts this guy, Akar, or whatever his name is, who then the guy. So the one guy's out there naked on the front porch, and the guy who's peeping in the peeping Tom now confronts the guy coming outside, and he exposes himself. So the peeping Tom exposes himself. You got a naked guy outside who's fired up and angry, and then they fight. They punch, they fight, and apparently Vickery, who's a, I guess a big guy, and it says here he was a former football player, he punches the guy and kills the guy. So he kills the guy, and they now arrest him for manslaughter. I don't know all the details. Like, I don't know if the guy was down and he kept hitting him over and over again, whatever. But now this guy, Vickery, his rap sheet, he's not the nicest guy in the world. He's, you know, vehicle theft and prescription drugs, actually some domestic violence. This is not a champion of him, necessarily. But, I mean, if you are in your home and someone's looking through the window at you and your girlfriend, or you and your wife have sex, and you go outside and an altercation happens and you kill the guy in a fight, you shouldn't go to jail for that. I'm sorry. Anytime you are on my property doing something you shouldn't be doing, game over. You get what you get, man. You get what you get. Like, if you're coming into my house and I got to shoot you to stop you, and somehow it's my fault, no. If you're a dangerous person running around my property, even though you're not coming at me with a knife or an axe or whatever, a machete, and I shoot you dead, too bad. You're a threat to me or my family. In this case, this guy's a threat. He got killed. Too bad. All right. One feel-good story. Hate to leave you with a murder. Leave you with a good story. I guess it's a good story. So there is a professional violinist. Today actually is like a National Dog Day. And if you're a dog fan like I am, I just go crazy for dogs. It is what I'm all about. And there's this violinist. He's a professional violinist. And he goes to shelters and he plays for the animals in the shelters for hours at a time to calm them down and to give them something to look forward to. It's actually a really nice story. There's a video attached to it as well, and I mean, it's to me, it's really, really sad seeing those poor dogs in those shelters, and you know that there's really not always that great of a chance that they're going to get a home and a family and all that goes along with this. So this guy tries to give a little bit back as best that he can. So that, I thought that was a good story. Here's another story though for you. Apparently in Oregon, it's more important to. Well, no, this is a different one. This is another good story. This is the story I was going. This was, I thought this was something different, but real quick. So this Oregon football coach stopped this shooting, grabbed the kid's gun, and then hugged the kid. Did you guys see that video? If you haven't seen that video, Google it, look at it. It really is pretty amazing. This kid was in a school, was going to, I don't know, who knows what he was going to do. Apparently the coach disarmed him, and then instead of, you know, punching him or hitting him or whatever, he just hugged the kid. He hugged him until he calmed down. It was really pretty emotional. It was a pretty amazing video. All right, listen, it was fun. This hour went by very, very quickly. I'll be back on Thursday. Have a lot of fun between 6 and 7 Eastern and 3 and 4 Western time. Is that Western? Yeah, West Coast time. Something like that. Anyway, Wayne is ready, man. He's in the bullpen, ready to come in, much like Chapman for the Yankees. You guys have a wonderful day. We'll see ya.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.